This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship ship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations all across America and in the Caribbean, too. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, the truckers, the warehouse and factory workers, the butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, the mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, our Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too. Thanks for what you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And joining us right now, we have the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Hey, Captain. Good morning.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, and that's the way we start our program tonight. Because, Kyle, if this wasn't true, I wouldn't be saying it. We need to welcome aboard a new listener, Senator Pierre Delecteau, who is, Kyle, who?
Senator Mitt Romney, none other than.
And folks, I couldn't make this up if I tried. This is his Twitter handle for trashing people and for getting into arguments, Senator Pierre Delecteau. And we found out about this today, and I don't really know if it was an accident or it got leaked or how did this happen?
Well, it's very interesting. It seems like Senator Romney, before he was ever Senator Romney, had this Twitter account, and he's following over almost 700 people, and they include, you know, political figures and pundits and commentators and so forth. So he's had this for quite some time. One report that I heard, Captain, is that he sort of told some reporter or journalist, hey, I've got this account and I follow these many people and this kind of thing, almost maybe trying to make it be found out. But the thing is, Pierre Delecteau has been out there for some time, you know, sort of arguing with people, trying to set them straight, or saying great things about Mitt Romney, evidently. And you're right, you just can't make this stuff up. So I asked my resident high school senior, who's in her fourth year of Latin, what does Delecteau mean? It's a Latin term, and it means, quite literally, I please. So take that for what it's worth, but it's very
You know, you got to remember, if this were Donald Trump, they'd be asking for a psychiatric evaluation.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, you know, evidently he wanted to monitor things and so forth, but again, and especially in this day and age now, with we know sort of the bad blood that exists between Trump and Romney, and what Romney has said as Mitt Romney in the last few days, about Trump again. Yeah, it's just kind of a silly thing because who will it be? Will it be Pierre Delecto talking, or is it Senator Romney? And we can have some fun with it, but goodness gracious, there has been a lot going on between Romney and Trump, and one would wonder, especially since President Trump gave him the endorsement that I think helped put him over the top to win the Senate seat in the first place.
Yeah, well, we are going to have some fun with it. We're going to create an ooh-la-la segment for Senator Pierre Delecto. All right, well, there's a report coming out of the House of Representatives that the impeachment inquiry now is zeroing in on the abuse of power aspect, and they're going to try to nail President Trump with that when they bring him up for charges in the House of Representatives, which is coming between now and Christmas.
Well, right. And it sounds kind of nebulous, doesn't it? And it sounds awesome and bad and terrible, and we're going to impeach him for abuse of power. Well, what does that mean? And is there a high crime and misdemeanor ever going to be enumerated anywhere?
Well, Ukraine has something to do with it.
Well, exactly.
Because they think that they got something going there with a couple of loose lips that said something that they misspoke, and then they turned around and said, no, that's not what we said. It's not the way we meant it. And they changed it, but they're going with the item number one. But we'll see. We'll see.
Well, exactly. And of course, what this is going on with, though, is, as Secretary Pompeo sort of pointed out, and you mentioned on the program yesterday, I believe, the kangaroo court that's happening. And so the American people know, and the one thing the American people really want, and that is fairness, especially when it comes to denouncing people as they're doing to President Trump, denouncing people as Hillary Clinton has now done to Tulsi Gabbard, and Jill Stein, by the way, right out in the open,
right,
without any reservation. These people are Russian assets. The American people don't like this kind of thing. They like fairness, and when they see the abject unfairness, they will react.
And you know, when you're in the military, like Tulsi Gabbard is a major in the Army Reserve, I believe, she's accusing her of treason because you cannot swear allegiance to any other country for any other reason when you're wearing the uniform of the United States military.
Exactly right. Exactly.
And I don't know if Hillary understands that she can go to jail for that.
Well, exactly.
She can go to jail for that.
Yeah. But it shows just how unafraid some of these people in the deep, deep state, whatever you want to call it, they're not afraid of anything like that.
Yeah.
Quite literally.
All right. Well, in the meantime, we'll just have to ask Senator Pierre Delecto about that. And folks, hold on, because we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch and Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And Kathy's going to take us to break. And if you want to opine, she's going to give you the phone number. So pay attention. It's coming right up.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930, The Answer.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Y'all are listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty. Thank you very much, Mike Gallagher and that pretty lady in the background there. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by the Relief Factor, folks. That would be Pete and Seth Talbot up there in Seattle, Washington. And if you're struggling with severe nagging pain, arthritis pain like I have, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, ankle pain, hip pain, muscle aches of any kind, let me suggest to you trying the Relief Factor 3-week quick start right away. Many people, including myself, found relief in just a couple of weeks of use. Now, I've been taking it now for about 3.5 years, and I wouldn't go home without it. I wouldn't leave home without it. Put it that way, because for $19.95, you'll start out with a 3-week quick start plan, and you take that the way it says to take it, 3 times a day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and you'll know at the end of 3 weeks whether or not it's going to work. If it is, then you just go on automatic shipping, and boom, you get it every month, and that's it. No harm, no foul. If it doesn't work, you're only out $20. You say, okay, I tried it, but it didn't work. But in about 80% of the cases now, the people are sticking with it because it is working. So that's the Relief Factor 3-week quick start. Go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And sign up for the 1995 3-week quick start. Give it a try. I mean, after all you got to lose is pain, right? ReliefFactor.com/captain. Works for me. Hopefully it'll work for you. All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Kyle, we got a whole bunch of comments in here as a result of what we were talking about. The Senator Pierre Delecteur, a.k.a. Mitt Romney. Our buddy Steve, and good morning to James up there in Valdosta, Georgia, our expert paper relocator. Our buddy Steve in Thailand says, Senator Mitt Romney, a.k.a. Pierre Delecteur, is an idiot and a bitter man because President Trump won the presidency and he couldn't.
Well, yeah, I've often thought that there's that bad blood that's there. And, you know, again, what Mitt Romney even said before the election, you remember that special speech that Mitt Romney called, and he talked about how Trump, you know, candidate Trump was a clown, yep. And all, you know, all this stuff, just vitriolic, terrible things, and then had the nerve to go ask him, hey, support me for running for senator, and also I think wanted a cabinet position as well after all that.
He wanted to be Secretary of State.
Right.
Yeah, and he then needs to say none of that happened. And by the way, Richard the Marine in Oregon says the Clintons don't go to jail. It's in the Democratic Constitution.
I think he's right. He's right about that. Yeah.
Could be. And of course, we're going to have some more comments about that. Senator Pierre Delecteur and Debbie, our friend out in Arizona, is laughing. She's got the ha-ha-ha rolling over backwards laughing. So she's having a good time with this one. But let's get back to what we were trying to talk about. There seems to be a bit of a problem with the message that we're getting right now from the Republicans. Not Donald Trump, but from the Republicans. Because the conservatives' message always used to be individual liberty and limited government, right?
Oh, yes, yeah.
But it's been narrowed now to a defense of capitalism and free markets. You hear more of that going on. The message is a dead end for younger voters, especially because younger voters, okay, in a 2017 Pew poll, they found that 57% of the younger Americans want a bigger government with more services, which is exactly what the liberals are offering.
Exactly right, because there's this thought out there, as you mentioned, it's gone from individual liberty and self-determination to really a defense of capitalism. That's part of the equation, but it's not the whole thing. But they've been successful, the other side sort of been successful in getting the conservatives and Republicans painted into that corner, because capitalism on its face seems hard, quote unquote. In other words, oh, you know, I got to go get a job, and I got to try to work hard, and I've got to move up through the ranks, and these kinds of things. Well, that, you know, that may not sound too appealing, but the payoff of it is, you get to control your own life, your own destiny. If you don't like your job, you can get a different job. You can train and go somewhere else. In other words, the world is your oyster in conservatism. But once the government has you for all the services, once they are able to say, we're providing your health care, we're providing this, we're providing that, they have an immense control over your life. And you wake up one morning and you find out, I don't control my own destiny, and we've got distinct examples of this on planet Earth today, and we can point right to it.
Well, the other thing is young people view both government and markets with suspicion, but they think government is fairer. Now, having lived through 2008, some of these young people also facing large student debt and wage stagnation and lower paying jobs, they dislike the harshness of the markets. And to the larger point of the conversation and conservatism in general, it's just the free markets and capitalism that they like. The younger people just do not like being told they have to wear helmets on bikes or motorcycles, and they resent they love their individualism, and they just resent being told to have to do something.
Well, exactly. But at the same time, though, you know, one of the reasons we have rules and laws and government and so forth is so that we do have an orderly society that makes sense and that is predictable. But overall, if everything that you have is sort of ceded to the state, then again, you wake up one morning and you find out, wait a minute, you know, somebody else is making all the key decisions. You know, I would like to be a scientist, but they told me I have to go and work on this, you know, project, whatever it is, because of my aptitude test that I took, or some such thing.
But, yeah. You know. And then you've got Senator Pierre Delecteau, who's not helping matters anyone. He makes a statement like this.
Is Barack Obama an honorable man?
I believe he's an honorable man, yes. Yeah, a good family man, and he made a lot of mistakes. Most presidents do.
Is Joe Biden an honorable man?
You know, I don't know Joe Biden terribly well, but from everything I've seen and the interactions I've had with him, he seems to be a man of honor.
Is President Trump an honorable
man? I knew where you were going, but I'm not going to let you catch me in a corner. He has elements, I'm sure, of honor in his life, and there's things that I think are not honorable. And I mention that because of the payment to a porn star for sexual relations outside of marriage. Look, I'm one of those who believes that we have a responsibility to be honorable and faithful to our wives, and the president made a failing in that regard.
Well, again, here we go, and that's all part of the Romney scenario. And you knew all that was coming, and of course, I think that was in front of Jake Tapper, was it not?
I believe it was. It sounds like it. It's an interesting thing because, again, you know, I think the American people also, you know, they want people to have, you know, sort of good moral character and these kinds of things. But at the same time, all of that was baked into the election. And I'm not, you know, obviously defending anything that would be immoral or bad or anything like this, but I think he's trying to score points where he's just not going to be able to score the kinds of points he thinks he is. If President Trump was someone who held himself up to a higher standard, like, I am above all these bad things, I look down on these things, then that might be a very, very different story. But President Trump has never presented himself as a saint, as it were, even though, obviously, you know, we do want people to be of high moral character.
Yeah. Now, we're in the tech age, right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Well, listen to what Devin Nunes has to say about the tech age.
I'm back with House Intelligence Committee Ranking Member Devin Nunes. And Congressman, you are suing Twitter. You got a legal victory 2 weeks ago by a judge. Tell us where that stands.
Well, look, I'm very concerned because of all the content that's being created out there that's anti-conservative, 90% roughly of the media that's out there is against conservatives and Republicans. But what's more concerning than that is what I call the tech oligarchs. And, you know, they have these devices where whether it's Twitter or Google or Facebook, that really controls what Americans are seeing, especially.
And that also jibes with the Senator Pierre Delecteau Twitter comment account, doesn't it?
Well, sure. That's right. Yeah. And again, you know, the world is existing now within these social media platforms.
Yep.
And a lot of people are getting the quote unquote news from these social media platforms.
Well, that's because the news agencies are over there tweeting out news.
That's right.
All of them. You can't pick one that's not there, including the ones that are pretty good at doing the news. One American News Now and Newsmax. They're over there, as well as every other news agency that you can think of.
That's right. That's right. But in many ways, it's framed by opinion leaders and so forth, and people sometimes get a false impression.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy's going to give you the phone number again if you want to opine. All you got to do is call the number she's about to give you. Okay, Kathy, take it away.
Welcome to the Captain's America.
Oh, that's not it. Try this.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930, The Answer.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
We went through hell, my administration. People were destroyed. Their lives were destroyed. Not one person colluded. They found no collusion, no nothing.
President Trump fires back at Democrats who continue to meet in secret with witnesses on Capitol Hill and push forward with an impeachment inquiry. In an exclusive interview with Hannity on Fox News at the White House, the president telling Sean,
"To me, the word impeachment is a dirty, disgusting word. I didn't do a reason to be impeached. The only reason they're impeaching is because they look at the polls and they see Moody's just came out and said under all three scenarios, Trump wins easily."
Massive damage in Dallas after a tornado hits North Texas Sunday night. People still assessing how much it will cost to rebuild homes leveled in the storm. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill, and again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017 now.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at GEICO, GEICO Insurance. Now, you can check them out online by going to their website, GEICO, GEICO.com, because GEICO's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including your humble talk radio host, me, and your local GEICO office can help you find coverage for just about everything that you own, from your cars to the trucks that you're driving, your motorcycle, ATV, boat, RV, Sea-Doo, Ski-Doo, Snee-Doo, whatever it is that you're riding around in the wintertime, and it can even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too, through your GEICO insurance agency. So go to the website, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com for more information. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Before we move on, let's finish up with Devin Nunes here. There's about a minute more of this left, where he's talking about the tech oligarchs, that's what he's calling them, are controlling what people can see on the Internet and actually trying to control people's thought patterns. Listen to this stuff.
younger people. That's really, I think, critical for the next election, that those companies can't be biased. And what's amazing about Twitter, you know, here for 6 months, you know, we've been in court. They've had plenty of chances to come clean,
right?
But yet they have hundreds of anonymous accounts that attack me on a daily basis, sometimes hourly basis, with defamation, slander, etc. And you just have to wonder, like, what on earth are the board members and the CEO of Twitter thinking here? So now a judge has now ordered them to participate in the discovery process. We need to know the identities of the people who are committing these crimes, okay, and in some cases, veiled death threats. Yet Twitter and their board members are so negligent that they're not willing to give up those names so that we can have our day in court. I mean, they're basically telling a Virginia judge to go pound sand. They're not going to participate. So we're going to compel them. We're going to be back in court in a few weeks. And, you know, at some point, you know, Twitter is a major company with billionaires that own it. But they've got mom and pop investors. And all the stuff you talk on your business show, Maria,
yeah,
they have a responsibility. I mean, I think they're getting close to securities fraud here by not telling the people that are the owners of the company and the American people that, you know, how many of these accounts that are out there are actually just bot accounts, right?
Yeah.
And you know, why are you shutting down accounts for Democrats that attack Democrats, but you let hundreds against Republicans just be out there slandering?
Wow.
What the hell's wrong with them?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, sure. Exactly. And again, that's the thing. The American people do have a basis in fairness, and they don't like it when things just get stacked against somebody, with, you know, in this case, almost in an automated way, using bots and these kinds of things. But the people across the country want a free flow of information, that's for sure. They want a free flow of ideas, but at the same time, they want it to be a real marketplace of ideas. And when they do see that there is bias or there is concerted efforts to either stop speech or go after somebody, I don't think that they like that. And I think that will play out at the ballot box in one way or another.
Now, the other thing that's going on here is the president made a comment yesterday that he believes that it's a foregone conclusion that the House will impeach him probably between now and Christmas. And then last night he appeared in a one-on-one interview with Sean Hannity, and he had some interesting things to say there, too. You want to elaborate on that?
Well, right, yeah. He was talking about the idea that, you know, if the impeachment goes through in the House, to some degree it could help the Republicans, and he made a big point to say it's not going to be, you know, 32 or something different seats that we've been hearing about mostly. He said it could be 40, 45 seats in areas that the president says that, you know, he won handily back in 2016. And so, you know, to some degree I think he's trying to put this out there like, okay, if you guys do this, then it could turn around on the Democrats and on the far left and actually help Trump. And quite frankly, Captain, I would you know, tend to agree with that, only because every time they have tried to do something to Trump, it's always blown back on them.
I would agree with it for one simple reason. Do you get out and get to any rallies at any time? Are you out and about floating around people where they got meetings, Trump clubs, and this, that, and the other, and individual rallies? Are you getting to that stuff?
Well, I haven't been able to, and I'm right. Looking around in my area for all that right. kind of thing.
Well, you're in California, so it'd be a little difficult. But if you were to move to Florida, Kyle, they'd be going on at least once a week somewhere in your areas. And I keep going to all the different events that are out there, and I'm telling you, what I keep seeing and what I keep hearing, and the Democrats I run into that aren't Democrats anymore that have had it, they're mad as hell, they're fed up. I mean, it's you can see it. It's happening again right here in front of us, just like it was in 2016. And I don't think the Democrats realize that they've created a monster, a two-headed monster that's out there that doesn't want anything to do with this craziness that they're trying to sell.
Well, absolutely. And I think it was over the weekend I saw one of the headlines on Drudge, and it was a big picture of a Bernie rally. And I think the headline was something like, you know, the biggest rally so far.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you said that, because listen to who was there and raised her little voice above the minions. Listen to this.
Congresswoman, I know when the senator was in the hospital in Nevada, you called him.
I did, yeah.
Is that when you offered your endorsement?
Yes.
Why in that moment?
I think it was a gut check for me. You know, it was a real gut check, and it's saying, and by the way, neither me nor the senator cannot do this by ourselves.
As a woman of color, why back an old white guy? And is this the future of the party?
I'm actually very excited about this partnership, because it shows what we have to do in our country, is that we have to come together across race, across gender, across generation.
Did you meet with other candidates before making your decision?
I did.
Now, she also said something at the rally that everybody picked up on, except for the Democrats. She was talking about giving the power to the workers. Where have I heard that before?
Oh, yeah. Well, this is, you know, total, you know, October Revolution.
That's the Communist Manifesto.
Exactly, yeah. And of course, but who has given power to the workers, Captain? It's been President Trump.
That's right.
He's gotten people. In fact, the workers are working. And the workers not only are just working, but they are on a path where they can follow the American dream, whatever it is for that person. Because the American dream is great. It is so great because it's not one particular definable thing. That's why we have the life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And so in the communist type countries, Soviet Union, where she's drawing that kind of thing from, I think, the whole thing was, your life's going to be planned out. You're going to go just so far, but no farther, because you serve the state. And this is a big time concept that, you know, I thought was fought through during the Cold War, that it was put to rest with the fall of the Soviet Union and so forth. But of course, it was not. We still see things going on today in China, for example, or any other place on planet Earth where people want to rule over others and tell them what their rights are. We're very special in this country, as you know, Captain, because we know our rights come from our Creator. They come from God. They're inalienable. And that means people can't just take those things away or redefine them for you.
Yeah, now listen to this. There's a poll out there, and the poll that was asked of immigrants coming to the United States. Most immigrants want to adapt to a shared culture. Now get this. 51% of Americans say there should be an essential U.S. culture and a set of values that immigrants assume upon arrival, while 46% of Americans say the country should be comprised of a blend of cultures and values that change as the new people arrive. They have to assimilate to us.
Well, you have to have unity in any kind of culture. And the great thing about America, Captain, I'll say this real briefly, the great thing about America is that we are a melting pot. We are e pluribus unum. We are from many one. But we have common values under the red, white, and blue. And we can celebrate everybody's heritage. You're a German American. You're this kind of American. You're that kind of American. And yet we're all one. We all are for freedom and for a free and open market. And we're better that way together. But there are those, Captain, who don't want us to have a common culture. They want to keep us separated by ethnic groups and by colors of skin. It's horrible.
All righty, here comes the music. Tell us how your program, please.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody, and we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch and the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. First one of the night coming out there. And got us a winter storm coming into the Rockies. I told you there was one out there. We'll get to all that right after these messages.
News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930, The Answer.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Anna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
going out to Senator Pierre Delecto. Alrighty. And I'll tell you what, you couldn't make that stuff up if you tried. But anyway, let's get going here on the Truckers Highway Bible Report, brought to you by your local Pilot Travel Center and Flying J Truck Stop, whichever one you got. Check them out today. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Now, a cold front has moved into the southeast and middle Atlantic states with the potential for severe storms, damaging winds, and tornadoes. And we saw that yesterday in Dallas, and we saw it in Oklahoma, saw it in Arkansas, three people killed in Oklahoma, one person in Arkansas. And hopefully we won't see it again today or tonight, during the night, but there are some storms rolling around here, and if you're in the Gulf region, those storms are coming towards Florida. They're already up in the panhandle, across over into Alabama, along the Gulf, and Mississippi, and Louisiana, but they are moving in a general direction to where they will come across Florida later on today. So just keep your eyes in the skies, as they like to say, and pay attention to the weather, and you'll be fine. Now, looking at the weather, with the exception of that area there, out in the Rockies, especially in California tonight, we have a developing winter storm system, which is going to bring some snow up there to the I-80 corridor and Sacramento, the mountains there, as well as up in the areas around, Reno and Donner and down towards Bakersfield and the mountains off to the east. You should be seeing some snow starting there pretty quick if it hasn't already. In the meantime, up in Washington State tonight, we do have some rain in the lower elevations around Seattle and up towards British Columbia, Vancouver. It is possible that there could be some mixed precipitation at the higher elevations. For example, going up over I-90, over Snoqualmie, it is possible you might see some stuff up there tonight, so be advised of that. Also in Montana, northern Montana, central Montana, you've got some high winds and the possibility for some snow up there tonight as well. And then over in the Minnesota area, along with the eastern part of North Dakota, eastern part of South Dakota, northeastern part of Nebraska, to include Omaha, most of the state of Iowa, the northern part of Illinois, you've got some very unsettled weather conditions there with a mixture of rain and a little bit of snow in some areas there where it's traditionally colder. And you've got some high winds blowing around. I mean, you just got a whole series of things that could go south really quick in those areas and those states I just told you about. In the meantime, in Michigan, you've got gale force conditions on Lake Michigan tonight, as well as over in Lake Superior. The winds are really blowing really strong over that away, and they're not coming off the lake, so it doesn't look like you're going to get any lake effect snow. But be advised, if the winds turn around, that could all change very quickly. And then going across into the East Coast, the final remnants of Nestor are making their way off Maine's coast towards Greenland, and that'll be gone probably in the next hour or two. You won't need to worry about that. In the meantime, behind it, there are some gusty winds. The Hudson Valley tonight, all the way up towards Lake Champlain. At Lake George, you definitely have got some winds in the area there, too. Part of the back end of the storm as it moves away. But other than that, it's looking pretty good. But keep in mind, today, as this low moves across and the cold hits the warm, you know, I don't need to tell you that that's when the storms kick up. So that's probably what we're going to see some of in the southeast, especially in the northern area of Florida and parts of Alabama, parts of Mississippi, as that system makes its way across Florida. And we'll just see what happens. We might have a day or maybe a few hours of some cooler temperatures, but it's not going to be anything all that horrible, if you will. I'm going over here to take a look at the local map just to see what's going on here in the great state of Florida and up there towards Alabama. Now, today they're talking about 20% chance of showers, 10% chance tonight, and then looks like as if things will kind of cool off until, or kind of cool down at least, until Wednesday night. Temperatures will drop. They'll be down in the upper 60s at night, and a 40% chance of showers after 2 p.m. coming Thursday with lower temperatures. So that's when it looks like we're going to get our rain coming across, because this system has slowed way down right now and lost a lot of its pizzazz. This is the same one, like I say, that was last night over in Dallas where it brought the tornadoes there, which, wow, did you see some of the damage in Dallas last night? Holy smokes. And again, if you're headed over that way, you'll have some of that to contend with from Dallas north all the way to Richardson, Texas. So still lots of people without power in there, and lots of damage, lots of major damage. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by your Pilot and or Flying J. Now, Pilot is not your daddy's truck stop anymore, because years ago, Pilots were famous for cheap fuel, and you run inside and you pay for your fuel and you grab you a cup of coffee or a soda, bag of chips, and one of their famous hot dogs that they always had cooking, and out the door you go, and that was about it. But now, these Pilot travel centers you could find at Arby's, a Chester's Chicken, a Dairy Queen, might find a Denny's, a McDonald's, could find a Pizza Hut, a Subway, a Taco Bell, a Wendy's, might find a Huddle House, could find a Moe's Southwest Grill, or even a full-service Dunkin' Donuts, which, by the way, I stopped at yesterday. They got one of their really good breakfast sandwiches. Oh, boy. And a nice iced coffee to go. They got, you know, say what you want about Starbucks, but Dunkin' Donuts, I think you get a lot more bang for your buck with their coffee. It's really good coffee, and the iced coffee is really excellent, and I like it. Plus, I'm not paying $5 for it. I like that even more. But your Pilot travel centers have got just about anything that the big truck stops do. You know, at a Flying J, you're going to find parking, Catskills, the Express Travel Document Center there, so you can get your permits for your oversized, overweight, overhiked loads, trip packs so you can turn in your loads, delivered loads, get paid, truck washes close by, pay phones, ATMs, Western Union, check cashing, public laundry, showers, game rooms, wireless internet, both inside and outside the parking lot, and of course, lounges with the big screen TVs for the professional drivers. You know you're going to get all that at a Flying J, and you're sure going to find it at a Pilot travel center. So there you go. So it's not your daddy's truck stop anymore. And make sure when you stop by, you tell them the captain sent you, because on the overnight hours anyway, the overnight shift, you're going to get yourself a nice cup of coffee, or get one of those cups, one of those big travel mugs, and they charge you a refill on your soda, if that's what you want to get. All right, we're coming back after the top of the hour. Kathy's going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930, The Answer.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.